Some years ago, food companies came out with reduced salt offerings in their soups. After that, the first time I went to the supermarket I checked them. The salt content was reduced by 30% but the potassium content was increased by a similar amount. Apparently, the food makers didn't want to lose that taste consumers like. I lost more trust in the food companies and didn't think about it until health issues taught me the role of potassium in human body survival. The body needs certain levels of potassium to stay healthy. Potassium regulates our heartbeat, plays a role in nerve signals and contracting of muscles, and helps kidneys to function. Without enough potassium, we get sick. With too much, we get sick. A friend of mine once rushed to the ER after a collapse and was told he should be dead considering how high his potassium level had reached. Recommended potassium intake ranges between 1,600 mg to 2,000. That's 16 to 20 grams. Males need more than females, according to the literature. Unlike salt, which we eat like candy, many people don't get enough potassium. Potassium-rich foods can abound in our diet. Foods with plenty of potassium include beans, lentils, most root vegetables, i.e., potatoes, turnips, beets, spinach, broccoli, bananas, cantaloupe, oranges, tomatoes, cashews, almonds, dairy products, and dried fruits. Foods low in potassium include apples, watermelon, grapes, peaches, mandarin oranges, pears, pineapple, and a whole raft of berries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, plums, raspberries, and cranberries. Eating out creates challenges. Yours truly frequently consults nutrition tables of which foods on the menu are low or high in potassium. The secret for me is to eat smaller quantities of food, and that has benefits for weight too. For comparison, we'll look at foods listed with high salt content in the last column. Subway doesn't list potassium on its nutrition guide. Health Canada is working on mandating potassium content for chain restaurant nutrition tables. That order of small fries at McDonald's has 400 mg of potassium. A Big Mac has 350. Combined, they give you about one-third of daily needs. A regular hamburger contains 175 mg potassium. An order of chicken McNuggets has no potassium. That breakfast bacon and egg McMuffin has 125 mg potassium. The sausage and egger has 225. Hot cakes have a mere 25 mg. Tim Hortons also doesn't list the potassium content. In fact, finding the nutrition menu on Tim's site is almost impossible. I had to find a third-party site for information. If the food chains want consumers to trust their menus, they need to be more open about the nutrient contents of each dish. One site I use for finding nutrition data is nutrition.self.com. Potassium content of 3 ounce, 100 gram, servings of some popular meats as chicken breasts 322 milligrams, beef 325, turkey breast 212, pork spare ribs 270, pork chops 380. Someone asked if the kidney diet worked and was it worthwhile. It has been 23 months ago I was being prepared for kidney dialysis. Today, while still in risky territory, my kidney function has improved by 50%. Ron Walter can be reached at ronjoy@sasktel.net. The views and opinions expressed in this article are those of the author, and do not necessarily reflect the position of this publication.